This message is brought to you by ClearSeas, a research company dedicated to providing you with results.
Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. The DEMA standard is not new to CMM operators. However, recent changes, updates, and an introduction of a certification procedure and program make a standardized language such as DEMAS an important item to have on your radar. I spoke with John Horst, the Quality Information Interoperability Project Manager at the National Institute of Standards and Technology that is working with DMSC, the organization responsible for expanding DEMAS. John begins by talking about what the standard is exactly and what it means to CMM operators.
DEMAS is a programming language, and it's for controlling coordinate measure machines, or CMMs. And the ISO version of DEMAS is the only open and non-proprietary programming language for CMMs. Now, DEMAS is also human-readable and computer-readable. And it's just really like a classic programming language like C++ or Fortran. And DEMAS has been currently updated to include this new technology of five-axis scanning operation of a CMM, where you have the three axes, X, Y, Z, but then also theta phi axis, two more axes. And it shows how an international standard like DEMAS, been around for like more than 20 years, is able to quickly respond to new technologies on the market. Another way of thinking about DEMAS is a language, and that means that the software that implements DEMAS must be able to speak DEMAS or understand DEMAS. And here's how it works. Basically, DEMAS lives between two common activities in the measurement process. The dimensional measurement planning software presents the metrologist with a 3D CAD model of the part. And the software, this measurement planning software, provides the tools to allow the metrologist to choose, you know, this feature or that feature to measure, and in what order, and, you know, how specification of sensor types, specification of how many points, and what paths will be used to measure that part. And then the output of that measurement program is a DEMAS program, and it's actually a file. And that's if this software vendor speaks DEMAS, of course. If not, it's output in the proprietary language of that vendor. Now, so that's the planning software. Then the other piece of software, the software that would read DEMAS, we call that measurement execution software. And that reads and interprets the DEMAS program and executes it on a CMM. You know, a little aside here is that this new I++ DME standards, which I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard of, it defines the information from the measurement execution software that reads DEMAS and the CMM controller software. So it's important to point out that in talking about what is DEMAS, I++ DME, which is pretty much known around the world like DEMAS is not a replacement for DEMAS. The only requirement really between DEMAS and I++ DME is that they be in harmony if you're going to have a successful measurement.
Explain, John, to all the CMM operators out there how DEMAS helps them and the benefit that they can see from implementing such a standard.
Yes, there are many programming languages for CMMs, and it's surely known to these listeners that every CMM vendor has at least one proprietary programming language of their own. And that means that there are quite a few CMM programming languages out there being used. Now, of course, these programs are fundamentally not portable unless there are translators that are up to date. But these translators are hard to write and maintain. Data quality is typically going to suffer. So the benefit to the operator, or I would call them the end users of CMMs, is that industry-wide use of DEMAS largely solves this translation quality loss problem. So now you might say to requiring DEMAS compliance enterprise-wide is just a no-brainer for end users and all their tier suppliers. The truth is, in my opinion, the end users and tier suppliers have largely chosen not to support standards. Now, why is that? The latest trend as I see it right now, which I don't think is a good trend in my opinion, is that OEMs are requiring one native programming language enterprise-wide, and it's usually a non-standard one. It's a proprietary one. So they say, in our whole measurement process, we're going to use one vendor. It's very clear to me that it doesn't solve the translation and quality loss problem. There are two reasons. Number one, tends to push the translation and quality loss problem onto the end user's suppliers. Okay, because suppliers usually support a number of different OEMs. So the supplier then has to maintain the translators and has to deal with quality loss in the translation internally. And then that cost gets passed on to the OEM. So the OEM is blithely thinking that he does not have a translation problem. And internally he doesn't. But the cost is passed on to him through the cost of the work that's done by the supplier. And the other reason that this single vendor solution is costly and not the best solution is that, and I've seen this happen too several times, is that any major corporate acquisition can completely mess up a well-meaning enterprise-wide single vendor commitment. So Demis is different than the single vendor because no vendor can mandate a fee for using or certifying ISO Demis in another vendor's software. And hopefully, with a standard, you have every vendor implementing the standard in their software. So we're getting back to, why is this benefit the CMM operator? Well, it benefits them because if standards are supported and every vendor has a Demis implementation, in other words, they can talk and read Demis, then the operator is free to buy any product on the market without the cost of retraining, translation, quality loss, and things like that, or at least not as much cost.
What role does NIST play in all of this?
You can't just have a standard language and have it work. For example, if you define a standard language like Demis, and there are no tests to verify that a vendor actually conforms to that standard, then what happens is, and actually this has been a problem with Demis, is that we haven't had tests in the past, conformance tests. And so vendors have typically interpreted the Demis standard in their own way, and they added different syntax and added different commands. And what happens then is that the standard is so different, it's like different dialects, very different dialects of a language. The need for a conformance test is absolutely essential. And not only that, but it's necessary to have a certification procedure defined. So that process, defining the conformance test and maintaining them and defining certification procedure, is something that NIST does in a variety of areas. I was able to persuade the DMSC organization, which is the organization, standards organization responsible for maintaining and advancing Demis, to define a certification procedure, to have NIST define conformance tests for that procedure. And we just recently launched this new certification program at the IMTS 2008 show.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. For Demis questions, email John at john.horst@nist.gov. You can also visit the DMSC website for training events, literature, and to purchase a copy of the standard at demisstandards.org. For more quality podcasts and to sign up for our Quality Magazine LinkedIn group, visit qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by ClearSeas, a research company dedicated to providing you with results. Visit ClearSeas at clearseasresearch.com for more information.